This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Every few days, it seems, we spot news stories raising the question about whether a 14-year-old law covering copyright in the digital age may need an overhaul. The latest one was in the magazine Slate. Researchers were looking into an old incident in which copy protection on some CDs produced by Sony Music behaved like malware. But they were worried that even researching this could be a violation of federal law, which prohibits trying to get around copy protection. Harvard law professor and regular contributor Jonathan Zittrain says the 1999 Digital Millennium Copyright Act keeps running into fascinating tests.
There were also uses of the DMCA that went beyond this, I want my CDs and my books not to be copied infinitely at the drop of a hat. For instance, a printer manufacturer got the idea of give them the razor, sell them the blades. Let's have the printers, Lexmark, be out there for cheap, and then we'll charge them a ton for the ink. And when third-party ink came along that was a lot less, they tried to make the printer ink cartridge encrypted, certainly not anticipated by the framers of the act. It's, though, I think, evocative of some battles that are yet to come. There's going to be 3D printers, and when those 3D printers can trivially print out your favorite Harry Potter action figure, there will be pressure to have those printers refuse to print stuff that third parties say infringe their copyright.
Do you think the ability of 3D printers to copy actual objects could be the technological trend that really forces Congress to sit back down and reconsider?
Technologies like 3D printing and the rise of so-called appliancization. It's less and less that we have the general purpose PC and more that we have platforms that are tethered to their makers.
I mean, you use the big word appliancization, but what you're saying is as electronics, as technology moves toward more closed systems, it's possible the Digital Millennium Copyright Act could be used to keep those systems closed, and that might force a wider debate about whether or not federal law has to change.
Yes, I think it's really important 10 years out and given the trajectory of our technology towards appliancization and services instead of products to really look at unintended consequences of the provisions of the DMCA and make sure that those aren't removing autonomy that users and tinkerers ought to have. And that's independent of the debate that is now a rather old debate about copy protection for music and movies and books. And in fact, I think in many ways that debate has attenuated.
Jonathan Zittrain is also the director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.